Cranford was a hard man. A man who had cast his life in a mould of iron austerity. A sharp bargainer. A win-at-all-costs character. And in a region where thrift was general, he was noted for meanness. He farmed some of the best land in the Lower Dale. His shorthorns won prizes regularly at the shows, but he was nobody's friend. Mr. Bateson, his neighbour to the north, summed it up.
That fella had skin a flea for its hide.
Mr. Dickon, his neighbour to the south, put it differently.
If he gets out on a pound note, by gor, it's a prisoner.
This morning's meeting had had its origin the previous day. A phone call mid-afternoon from Mr. Cranford.
I've had a cow struck by lightning. She's laid dead in the field.
I'm surprised. Lightning? Are you sure? We haven't had a storm today.
Maybe you haven't, but we have here.
All right, I'll come and have a look at her. Driving to the farm, I couldn't work out much enthusiasm for the impending interview. This lightning business could be a bit of a headache. All farmers were insured against lightning stroke. It was usually part of their fire policy. And after a severe thunderstorm, it was common enough for the vet's phone to start ringing with requests to examine dead beasts. The insurance companies were reasonable about it. If they received a certificate from the vet that he believed lightning to be the cause of death, they would usually pay up without fuss. In cases of doubt, they would ask for a post-mortem or a second opinion from another practitioner. The difficulty was that there are no diagnostic post-mortem features to go on. Occasionally a bruising of the tissues under the skin, but very little else. The happier situation was when the beast was found with the telltale scorch marks running from an ear down the leg to earth into the ground. Often the animal would be found under a tree, which itself had obviously been blasted and torn by lightning. Diagnosis was easy then. 99% of the farmers were looking only for a square deal, and if their vet found some other clear cause of death, they would accept his verdict philosophically. But the odd one could be very difficult. I had heard Siegfried tell of one old chap who had called him out to verify a lightning death. The long scorch marks on the carcass were absolutely classical, and Siegfried viewing them had been almost lyrical. Beautiful, Charlie. Beautiful. I've never seen more typical marks. But there's just one thing. He put an arm round the old man's shoulder. What a great pity you let the candle grease fall on the skin. The old man looked closer and thumped a fist into his palm.
Dang it, you're right, mister. I've mucked job up, and I took pains over it and all. Been on for damn near an hour.
He walked away, muttering. He showed no embarrassment, only disgust at his own technological shortcomings. But this, I thought, as the stone walls flipped past the car windows, would be very different. Cranford was in the habit of getting his own way, right or wrong, and if he didn't get it today, there would be trouble. I drove through the farm gate and along a neat tarmac road across the single field. Mr. Cranford was standing motionless in the middle of the yard, and I was struck, not for the first time, by the man's resemblance to a big, hungry bird. The hunched, narrow shoulders, the forward-thrust, sharp-beaked face, the dark overcoat hanging loosely on the bony frame. I wouldn't have been surprised if he had spread his wings and flapped his way onto the byre roof. Instead, he nodded impatiently at me and began to hasten with short tripping steps to a field at the back of the house. It was a large field, and the dead cow lay almost in the centre. There were no trees, no hedges, not even a small bush. My hopeful picture of the body under a stricken tree melted immediately, leaving an anxious void. We stopped beside the cow, and Mr. Cranford was the first to speak.
Bound to be lightning. Can't be out else. Nasty storm, then this beast, dropping down dead.
I looked at the grass around the big shorthorn. It had been churned and torn out, leaving patches of bare earth. But it hasn't exactly dropped down, has it? It died in convulsions. You can see where its feet have kicked out the grass.
All right, then. It had a convulsion, but it was lightning that caused it.